The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 14. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
And first we're going to talk about Pump Boys and Dinettes, which is a Fifth Wall American Theatre co-production at the Basement through March 31st. Now, this musical review features four guys who work at a gas station and two gals from the diner next door. And they sing about down-home stuff. Claire, since you're such a down-home gal, why don't you start us up on this one?
You know, I was sitting in the audience for this show thinking I wish I'd brought my dad.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, there were songs about things like fishing and, you know,
right.
You know,
down-home
fixing
stuff.
Cars, down-home stuff. And I was thinking, oh, man, my dad would probably like this. But I liked it, too. It's not really down-home stuff isn't usually my subject matter of choice, but I thought this was a really fun show. The cast was really impressive and very, very talented.
Right.
I enjoyed seeing all of these actors, I mean, every one of them sort of pulling like double duty because they were all the musicians as well as, you know, playing their roles. And
right.
Especially Mike Cefalo, who played LM, because he was behind that piano most of the time.
Right, right.
And still was able to, you know, catch my attention and exude, you know, his character.
And a great little dancer in those.
Yeah, he
moves.
Was a fantastic
yeah.
dancer. And then he pulled out the accordion towards the end
of the
show.
Right.
I was like, you can do everything, can't you?
I think it was kind of a magical moment the first time he came out from behind that piano.
Because
he was kind of like hiding back there, and then he just let it all out.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
Yeah.
Surprising.
I thought the whole show, I thought, was just infectious fun. You couldn't help but just tap your toe and grin along because they were having such a great time.
And to piggyback on what Claire said, that, you know, it's something that your dad might like, but even if you're the kind of person who doesn't generally follow like a country music style, it was so upbeat and it was so much fun and so well done that you would still enjoy it.
Yep.
All around done really well, the way the ensemble worked together, and as you said, double duty, triple duty. They acted, they sang, they danced.
Yep.
Absolutely. And they played their instruments. And it was fun because there were lots of fun things to get you in the mood because they were coming out serving coffee and moon pies before the show.
It was very interactive.
They brought people on the stage. They had a raffle at intermission, which, by the way, Claire, you weren't there the night that Julinda and I were there. I won the raffle.
You won the raffle.
He won the raffle.
They brought me up on stage and gave me a choice of an air freshener and then
took
my picture.
Yeah, you got one of those air fresheners.
Yes. I think you chose skunk.
I chose skunk. Yes. Of course I did.
Hey, the lady who won the night that I was there also chose the skunk.
Really, huh?
Yes.
Well, she didn't want the sexy woman.
I would have wanted that one.
Or the Christmas one. But anyway.
No, it was a lot of fun. I thought it was a really fun show.
I think one of the things that made it fun there, too, is that there's only two rows in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, I mean, they're singing right to you. There's a lot of eye contact. Now, we'll have to mention that people on house left. The night we were there, there weren't many people. But most of the action is closer to center stage and house right. So if you're far left, you might miss some of the focus a little bit.
But I'm wondering if they would have adjusted. Some of the musicians were over there
on
the left.
And we have to point out that the director was Richard M. Parison Jr., who also, I think, did a nice job of helping them keep that folksy attitude and kept it very lively. And Karen Getz, who did the choreography. It wasn't anything flashy, but there were some cute moments, and it was fun, even though it wasn't over the top, I thought.
The tap in the cowboy boots
was great.
The best.
I thought it was great, too.
That was just awesome.
I'll have to say my only flaw was sometimes the band was great, and they were enthusiastic, but sometimes you couldn't hear the lyrics. Most of the time you could, but sometimes they were just a little too loud. I thought Rich Mason's set, which you and I both agree, the dinette looked great.
Mm-hmm.
The gas station was a little less formed, a little less complete.
Yeah, kind of ambiguous. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
But the diner was spot on.
The diner was amazing. Yeah. And I loved when they started playing the pots and pans.
Yeah. So overall, I think we pretty much say that was just a whole lot of fun. And it was not only a great ensemble, but it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
One of the most enjoyable shows I've seen this year.
Definitely.
Just a dang good time, I said. So we've been talking about Pump Boys and Dinettes, which is a Fifth Wall American Theater co-production at the Basement through March 31st. And now Julinda and I are going to talk about Irma Bombeck at Wits End, which is a Virginia Rep production at Hanover Tavern through April 15th. Tax Day, as a matter of fact. This is a one-woman show that turns the popular stay-at-home mom's humorous columns into conversations with a bit of a bio tossed in, too. So what'd you think, Julinda?
I loved it. First of all, I always admire Catherine Schaffner's work.
Right. She's always great.
She is just wonderful. She just nailed this.
And
really
I thought,
well.
You know, it's interesting. I thought that it was interesting that she actually pulled, usually she's very acerbic. And this time it was a little more carefully crafted still and very funny, but it was a little more laid back, a little more gentle, I guess is the word I'm thinking, because the character was supposed to be.
I mean, I thought that she actually became Irma Bombeck, because if you look at pictures of Irma Bombeck, they don't look anything alike.
Of course, yeah.
And to be able to capture that kind of an essence of that person that well, it was mesmerizing from start to finish.
Yeah. There was a lot of cheery chat, and there was even that one song, which was kind of a surprise. I thought most of it was not a lot of big laughs. It was more just kind of, there were a couple of outright guffaws. But I thought it was so sweet. I thought John Moon kept the show and Kathy moving around the stage a lot to keep it animated.
Oh, yeah. The direction was really, really good. But I found the set a little odd, oddly placed. I guess it was just that bedroom was a complete space. And then the other spaces were kind of hints of spaces.
Right.
So it looked a little odd. But the details, you know, considering the time frame and where they were, like that iron rail by the door and the step down, I mean, those are things that are familiar from that time period.
The period, those fabrics, the patterns that were in the wallpaper panels and in the kitchen.
All those little details really took you to that place. You knew where you were.
Right. Yeah. Terry Powers, by the way, did the set design on that. And even though the lighting was pretty simple, I still felt that B.J. Wilkinson used it to add some visual variety to the show.
Yeah, I agree.
And those who don't know who Irma Bombeck was, she was a columnist for probably 20 to 30 years in newspapers all over the country, and she wrote a bunch of books about basically being a mom.
She was syndicated in over 900 newspapers.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I got that a little wrong. Yeah.
In addition to all these things about being a mom, she was an activist, and she actually traveled around the country for women's rights.
For 2 years, right.
Yeah, trying to get the ERA ratified.
I think at
one point it only lost by about 2 or 3 votes.
So I think we both agree that, you know, Catherine Schaffner pretty much can do no wrong. And she did write once again. It's very amiable humor. It wasn't as hilarious as some of the work she's done in the past, but lots of knowing chuckles, and it was very friendly fun.
And lots of quotable quotes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, from the books and from the columns. Yeah. By the way, we wanted to also mention that we did do an interview with Kathy Schaffner on the last episode of Curtain Call. So if you didn't get to hear that, it's a lot of fun. You can go check it out on the website and play that one back. We have been talking about Irma Bombeck at Wit's End, which is a Virginia Rep production at Hanover Tavern through April 15th. And that's going to do it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
We want to thank Open Source for airing us on WRAR, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with more shows.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, go to the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website, rtccva.com.